The Medicaid Innovation and Reform Commission, or MIRC, is working to make reforms to the state's Medicaid program ahead of any possible expansion. Though members of the bipartisan bicameral panel have different opinions on whether expansion should proceed after these reforms are implemented. Republican Senator Emmett Hanger, the MIRC chairman, says he's confident the necessary state-level reforms can be met and believes Virginia should move forward with Medicaid expansion so the money the Commonwealth already pays the federal government does not go to other states without a direct local benefit.
Facilitating the use of those federal dollars under the Affordable Care Act can be a very good thing for Virginia in addressing a lot of unmet need. The dollars are already being spent unwisely in our system. And if you can somehow do the reforms so that they're spent more effectively, and a lot of it has to do with what is referred to as wellness or programs for controlling the use of emergency rooms, things that ultimately bend the cost curve down. While we can't predict where the federal government is going in the long term, we certainly should use those federal dollars under our terms in the short run.
The most significant barrier to Medicaid expansion is the Republican-controlled House of Delegates, whose majority caucus stands firmly in opposition to the concept. Republican Delegate Steve Landis of Augusta, also a MIRC member, says the lower chamber will not take any action on Medicaid expansion this session. Landis says the federal government must tackle the difficult issues of Medicare and Medicaid reform before the states can have confidence in the program's solvency.
We think a Virginia plan would be looking at our system, making it more effective, cost-effective, and look at true reforms that can benefit the citizens that are in Medicaid. And it also provides, I think, additional resources to use for other things, whether it's to hold harmless rural hospitals and key providers or increase reimbursement rates for some of the existing providers. The concern is the federal funds not being there long-term. If they're there short-term, then if we have to disenroll people, we have to cut services, or we have to raise people's taxes. That's the concern.
Governor-elect Terry McAuliffe says he will approach Medicaid expansion as he does every other negotiation, searching for common ground.
$2-3 billion a year of our Virginia taxpayer money is going to go to the federal government, and the idea that that's then going to be shipped to 29 of our economic competitors in other states just doesn't make business sense to me. Let's do it in a way that is cost-effective, that is efficient, provide health care for 400,000 Virginians, and at the same time do it in a financial way that's not putting an undue burden on the Commonwealth. But until you sit down and everybody sits around a table to begin to negotiate, nothing should ever be off the table. I've never gone into any situation saying I will or won't do something.
Outgoing Governor Bob McDonnell's proposed two-year budget includes language that sunsets any potential Medicaid expansion on June 30th of 2016, the year the 100% federal funding match will expire.
That's also an opportunity to require a full evaluation of whether Medicaid reform efforts are working and whether Virginia can afford the expansion.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.